Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Jemay. Loving the podcast.
Yeah.
My question for you is... I've been single now for a few years. I've just joined a new gym. Noticed there's quite a few nice guys there. So what would be your advice on attracting the guys in the gym?
Right. Okay. All right, babe, I've got your back on this one. Gyms are tricky. Okay, so there's a lot of hot muscle guys at gyms. I'm a big fan of that, like the small heads, like roidy, bulgy look, all shiny. That's my thing. But with the gym, it's a really noisy place. How do you get a guy's attention? Good question. They're focused on their weights and they're like grunting and stuff. So you've got to try and stand out. Firstly, I would try and get right in front of him, get in a position where your legs are like fully spread in front of him. Like they need direct eye line to your vajayjay. So muscle guys, they're really into that like camel toe look too. So you might want to just like wear something really tight, like that, like pulls up around your fanny. Maybe like a white active pant or like something like a bit see-through. And so you want to like just chuck a massive spread and like thrust that towards their faces. Just make it sort of directly towards the face. Just make up some sort of exercise so it kind of seems real. Maybe throw in like a sigh or a little like girly grunt or something. I find sweat can be a really good look too. So... yeah, what I do is I'll take like a little water spray bottle and just like squirt my camel toe region just to give that like sweaty groin look without actually having to work up a sweat. Like you don't have to do exercise if you can avoid it. Try and catch their eye. Like mirrors are good in a gym. Like catch their eye in a mirror. Maybe a cheeky little wink as you're bending over. Try not to fart as you bend over. If you're really struggling to get their attention, I find a fake laugh can be good too. Just like a really, like a cackle, or a real laugh if you can do them. I can't, I never actually. Amber's always like to me, like, Jemay, you don't ever laugh. Like I can't do a real laugh. I just can't. I have to fake it. If you do need to fake it, a method I use is just like a breathy sort of, you start with an like that, and then you sort of go a bit jerky, like, and you go, it's sort of like that, but you sort of go up and down, so you're like, yeah, it's like that, but yeah, it kind of works for me. Like, it's all in the delivery, like, you got to like add that sort of performance, like, you tip your head back and stuff. If you do end up chatting to the guy, like maybe you sort of meet him at like a water station or like a hand sanitizer or something, you want to seem smart because it's like girl power 2021. Like it's not cool to be dumb anymore. Smart chicks are in. Like a lot of guys with me, they just instantly, because like I'm quiche, they just assume I'm dumb. So I'll blow them away with some like really intellectual stuff to like really throw them and like spark their interest. Like, yeah, I find muscle guys, like, they tend to, like, they're looking for a smart girl because they want a girl to, like set up their Wi-Fi or, like, just do stuff for them. My main go-to to seem smart is to mention that I'm into paleontology, which I actually am. I was, that was my main area of interest when I was growing up. I was always digging around in the garden and looking for bones, hoping to find like a dinosaur or something of significance from the Jurassic period, maybe. I did find a small dinosaur bone once, but it turned out to be the leg of my Bratz doll that I'd buried a few years earlier. So, yeah, it was a bit disappointing. Yeah, so I usually tell guys about that aspect of my life and how I almost studied it. Paleontology was actually my fifth preference for my uni application thing. I would have had it as my first, but like the uni's out in the western suburbs if you want to do paleontology, and I just couldn't deal. So I was like, I think I'll do PR instead. It's in the city and yeah, it's a city-based uni, so better social life. Anyway, I'll probably go back to paleontology like as my second career, like when I'm 40 or something. Anyway, I digress. Use that word actually, digress. That's a good to seem smart. I don't really know what it means, but yeah. So yeah. So you've got your fake laughing, your smart chat, and your sweaty vajayjay. I don't think you can go wrong, babe, like with those things. Yeah, so I hope that helps. Good luck with it, sister. Hope you slay.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Gemaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!